Hello and welcome to SL Radio. My name is Nkululeko Nkewu, and in this week's episode of SL Radio, we speak to Cape Town City FC captain Lebogang Manyama. First off, here are three interesting things about Lebogang Manyama.
Okay, I was born in Tembisa, but I grew up in Alexandra. Okay, I'm the last born. I think I'm the last one. I have two older brothers. Now I'm driving one car, so BMW.
All right, I'm going to shoot straight to the interview. And before I do that, I'd like to say that congratulations for being a Telkom Knockout champion. Just tell us, how do you feel about that? Or in that moment when it happened, how did you feel? How were the emotions?
No, look, in all honesty, you know, it felt like a dream. Eh? If you asked me about when we started, if we were going to be Telkom champions by now, I would have honestly said no, you know. But yeah, I mean, we worked hard, you know, and we did well as a team. And yeah, I think we got rewarded in the best way.
All right. And at the beginning, like you're saying, at the beginning, you would not have imagined that you would win a Telkom Knockout. Now, on the back of that, and you guys being joint number one on the log, do you believe as a team that you guys can be able to take the league for 2016-2017?
No, look, I mean, when we started the season, we obviously had goals, you know, and as to how we wanted to do in the PSL, and one of our main goals actually was to make sure we get to 30 points as soon as possible, you know, and I think now we're 5 points away, and I think it's much better if we look at that first, you know, and then take it from there, you know, because, you know, that's what we planned at the beginning of the season. We mustn't get ahead of ourselves, because now we joint number one, because, you know, in this league, the first round is much easier than the second round. So now it's going to get tougher, and you can see teams are beefing up their squads, you know, and everybody's looking to be better in the second round. So we have to remain humble, you know, and stick to what we planned at the beginning of the season. And when we achieve that, then we can start looking at what else can we achieve.
All right. And quite a few of the coaches have always lamented the fact that we as a PSL, we break at a very horrible time. How would you perceive the break for you as a team? Has that broken the momentum of the team, or has it actually come at the right time?
Look, I mean, it's. I think it was beyond everybody's control. You know, some of the team had players that had to go to the AFCON. You know, even though they're not South African, but you have to respect such things. You know, and look, it may look like maybe it broke momentum for other teams, but it kind of helps in a sense that, you know, you get everybody back to shape after the holidays, and then obviously, there are a couple of people that finished the year injured, and you get more time to make them recover from whatever they had. So I think it's a 50-50 thing. You know, you can't say it's bad or good.
All right. So you wouldn't really say it came at a bad time for you or not. It's something that you could not really control.
Yeah, I think it was beyond everybody's control that we had to have a break like this, obviously, because of the AFCON.
All right. And a few of your PSL colleagues have been plying their trade in the AFCON at the moment. The players from Willard Katsande, for example, Kama Biliad, Evans Rusike, for example, Jeffrey Massa. How does it feel as a player, as a young player like yourself, to not be participating in the AFCON?
Yeah, obviously, it's a huge disappointment that we didn't make it there, you know, but obviously, it's good to have people that go there, you know, and like I said, that the second round is going to be tougher because, you know, those guys are playing there. They're playing at a different level. Now, they're obviously going to come back having learned a thing or two, and that's going to make them better for their respective teams. So, yeah, look, I mean, we can't obviously change what's happened in the past, but I truly believe that we have the players in the country. You know, we have enough quality to be competing there, and I think we have to look at making sure that we get there next time as a nation.
All right. And let's go back to your team, Cape Town City. You had recently extended your contract till 2021. How easy was it for you to extend the contract, one? And secondly, was there any interest beyond Cape Town City before you extended your contract?
No, look, obviously, you know, when you look at how the boss has shaped the team, you know, and the plans that he's outlined for the team, you know, then you think to yourself, look, you want to be part of such a project, you know, and it wasn't a tough decision, you know, because when you're at a place where you trusted and loved, and then, you know, you also got to take that to note, you know, and yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to that, and I was really honored to offer a new contract, you know, with the team. And as to interest from somewhere else, I didn't hear anything of that about that. You know, maybe the boss would have a better question for that, but I've never heard of anything.
All right, cool. And tell me about captaincy. Is it how have you been taken into the role of being a captain for Cape Town City FC?
Obviously, you know, it's a new thing for me. Ever since I turned pro, you know, I've never been a captain. You know, I was captain in the juniors, but it's not the same, you know. So first, it's an honor, you know, but it's also a huge responsibility, because now I obviously have to lead by example on and off the field, you know. And luckily, you know, I had a whole lot of guys that have been captains before, you know, that have played in other teams and have been captains in some of the biggest teams in SA, you know. So it's a learning curve, you know, for me. And I think the good thing is that, you know, not everything is put on me. We help each other, you know, because there are other senior guys, you know, that have played longer than me, and I also have to take their opinions and what they think at times, you know, very seriously, you know, because they've been there, you know. So I think I've grown into the role. I've been given a chance to grow into the role very nicely, you know, because I have the chance to learn from other people, you know. But it's really an honor to be leading such a great bunch of players.
All right. And about the captaincy role, I'm going to throw a question at you now. Recently, your team let go of Matthew Sim and Renus Rode. How much of an involvement did you have as a captain? Was that idea bounced off from you? Were you told about it, or did you just hear it in the media?
No, I was also shocked, you know. But yeah, I mean, when things like this happen, then you understand that, you know, in football, we meet to part. You know, you never know when the next person might leave and stuff. You know, you have to accept such things. I know, but I think the people that were involved are the coaches and obviously the boss. They knew better than I am. But as far as I know, both players looked happy before we went into the break. So I don't know what happened, but whatever that happened, I think only the coach and the bosses can answer to that.
All right, cool. All right, let's talk about your goal scoring form. I alluded to earlier to the fact that you have 9 goals in the season so far, and you have 5 assists. You were directly involved in 14 goals for your team. Now, tell me, that should translate to a selection to the national team. When you go to bed at night knowing that you're doing so well, do you feel disappointed that you at no point featured at the national team?
No, not really, no. I mean, if you look at how things actually happened for me in terms of the injury that I got last year, you know, I think first and foremost I have to be grateful to God, you know, for giving me the strength to come back, you know. And a whole lot of people that were involved in me actually getting to be better, you know, the team, you know, I cannot forget that, my family, my close friends, you know. So going from that, you know, to being where I am today, you know, I'm grateful to a whole lot of things, you know. And I mean, the national team would be a bonus, you know, but I won't put myself under pressure and say I deserve to be there as if people that are playing there don't deserve to be there, you know, because everybody that's playing there, I think, is good, is playing there for a reason, because they're good enough to be there. So I have to wait for my chance, you know. If it comes, obviously, I'll try to grab it with both hands. And if it doesn't come, then I have to keep on pushing, you know, for it to come. I can't sit and complain and say, now I must lose focus because I'm not being called to a national team. I've got a job to do with the team. And yeah, I'm enjoying myself. So for me, it's to keep on going for Cape Town City. And I think the rest will just take care of itself.
All right. And with the prospect of the national team having a new coach now, do you think that you would get a better chance of being selected, or do you think it had nothing to do with the coach?
No, I think if you look at the times that I think when I did well, there were actually no games for the national team. So it's kind of understandable, maybe. Maybe you can say I was in the national team, but by the time when I was doing well, I think the national team had already played all their games, you know. And so for me, I never thought of it much, you know, as to whether it's a must that I must be in a national team because I'm doing so well. You know, I have to also respect the fact that, you know, the coach at the national team had choices to make, and he made his choices. And yeah, look, it happens now. Since they say there's going to be a new coach, I don't know. For me, the focus is not there. You know, I think the most important thing for me is to do well for Cape Town City, as I said. And then I think the rest will just take care of itself. You know, I'm not going to put myself under pressure and say I have to be the national team because I'm doing well. You know, I'm just happy doing well for myself and for the team, obviously.
All right. Now, recently, Telkom Knockout champions and currently tied on top of the log with Bidvest Wits and SuperSport United. What do you see Cape Town City FC in the next 2 or 3 years? Do you think that the team would be competing in Africa, or there would be a mid-table team? Where do you see the team in comparison to the other teams that you've played for?
No, you know, when you start so well, you know, it's very important that you don't get ahead of yourself now and looking at, and I wouldn't say impossible things, but things that are I think a bit far from you, you know. You mustn't think of them so quickly, you know, because I think it's very important now that we take each step at a time, you know, not want to take a whole lot of steps at one time. You know, like I said before, for us now, the main goal we had when the season started was to retain our status in the PSL, of which I think if you get 30 points, then you definitely retain that. So, like I said, we get to 30 points and then we start thinking top 8. And then who knows, maybe if we're still sitting where we're sitting now with five or six games to go. And then, so why not think about going for the league? But for now, you know, we have to take each game as it comes and then see in the next 2 months or so where we are. Then we can start. Well, we can start creating other goals, you know. But for now, the main goal is to retain the status, get to 30 points, and then the rest will be just a bonus.
And to finish off the interview, we quizzed him with 3 PSL questions. I have 3 questions for you, PSL related. If you know the answer, you give me the answer. Question number 1, which team is bottom of the table in the PSL right now?
Baroka.
Baroka. Question number 2, who's the current PSL top goal scorer?
Tendai Ndoro for now.
Which PSL side has won the most titles since the inception of the PSL?
Mamelodi Sundowns.
All right, well done. Thank you very much. That's 3 out of 3. Lebogang Manyama, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Sure. Thank you very much for listening. I am Nkululeko Nkeu. See you next week on SL Radio.